This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. yesterday, demanding an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Earlier today, Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across Gaza and destroyed the home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. Hamas-run Al-Aqsa Radio and one of its reporters was killed in an airstrike in Gaza City. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told foreign diplomats today as he sought to rally support, "We are engaged right now in forceful deterrence." A group of UN human rights experts said in a statement Tuesday that the actions of both sides could amount to war crimes. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged the prime minister and other top Israeli officials to wind down their bombardment of Gaza. But the president's bid to highlight his domestic plans are being overshadowed by growing violence in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
At a Ford Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan, the president looked to make the case that his infrastructure plans will help steer the nation's future.
The future of the auto industry is electric.
By a scheduling quirk, he was in Dearborn, a city nearly half Arab American and a few miles away. Amer Zaher, with a group called New Generation for Palestine, says the president's a war criminal.
He is participating in and funding the murder of our families.
The White House is under intense pressure to intervene in the Israeli-Palestinian violence, but insists quiet diplomacy is the best path, while privately encouraging the Israelis to wind down their Gaza bombardment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Despite damaging allegations suggesting Bill Gates pursued women who worked for him, don't expect changes to his roles at the two iconic institutions he co-founded, Microsoft and his namesake philanthropic foundation, raising accountability concerns from critics. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says it is not investigating the allegations in the media. Microsoft Corp said the company hired a new law firm in late 2019 to conduct an investigation after a Microsoft engineer alleged in a letter that she had had a sexual relationship with Gates over several years. Gates's private office spokesperson called it an affair almost 20 years ago, which ended amicably. The U.S. Congress has okayed a bill to fight hate crimes against Asian Americans. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this report.
Intended to curtail a rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is on its way to President Joe Biden's desk. The House passed the legislation on a 364-62 vote Tuesday in a bipartisan stand against attacks that have increased during the coronavirus pandemic. The Senate had previously passed the legislation on a resounding 94-1 vote in April. The bill will expedite the review of hate crimes at the Justice Department and make grants available for local law enforcement agencies to improve their investigation, identification, and reporting of incidents driven by bias. Biden has said he will sign the legislation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Amazon says it will extend its ban on police use of its face recognition technology beyond the one-year pause it announced last year. Amazon and other technology companies have been under pressure from civil rights activists and their own workers to halt the sale of face recognition technology to law enforcement agencies. One concern is that the technology can incorrectly identify people with darker skin. Last June, Amazon announced that it would pause use of its facial recognition for a year. Seattle-based Amazon.com Incorporated didn't say on Tuesday why its ban was extended or how long it would last. The International Olympic Committee and local organizers started 3 days of meetings, some of its final planning, before they attempt to start the postponed Olympics in little more than 8 weeks. They're meeting widespread skepticism with polling showing 60-80% oppose holding the games. Medical groups have also expressed strong opposition with the virus far from under control in Japan, where only 1-2% of the population is fully vaccinated. The meetings will be headed by IOC Vice President John Coates. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. We'll be right back.